There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour three of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the world on our MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thank you so much for being here on this Wednesday, January 18th, 2020. 23.
Wow.
That's right. It is no longer 2022. Coming up, Holly Roberts has the dirt alert. Holly Roberts is going to tell us about Tulsa King.
Oh, yeah. That'd
Alexis is going to tell us about Chrissy Teigen. Mm-hmm. And I have a just saying to end the show.
Nice.
Having to do
what
with children.
Hour. Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Children.
Can't wait for that.
Can't wait for those emails to come through.
Something happened at Disney?
Well, you'll see. But right now, we're so glad you're here. Sit back with your Tang, your Sanka, your Hills Brothers, and let us entertain you. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time to debate, not like the master debaters, but it's time to debate a situation. It's time for Am I the Asshat?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshat.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
What do we have, Lex?
Alrighty then. This is a fresh one, guys, in lots of ways. Am I the asshat for putting a bag of dog poop in a stranger's trash can?
Oh.
We get these from the Reddit feed. That we can't actually say. That's why we say asshat. All right.
Yeah.
This comes from a husband's point of view. He says, I have a lovely 2-year-old golden retriever. She's full of energy and she gets a lot of walks. I try to be a responsible dog owner. I always pick up her poop, even if it's nowhere near others' homes. My wife and I brought the dog along to visit friends on the east coast of the Florida barrier, island, and beach community. It's nice, quaint, nothing fancy. We walked the dog and naturally the dog pooped. My wife had a bag and picked it up. We walked on. About 4 to 5 houses down, there was a large standard community-issued garbage can at the end of the road. The lid was half up, and it was quite full and ready for pickup. My wife deposited the tied, closed bag of poop into the can. A man mowing his lawn at the house next door, it wasn't his trash can, went off. He ran over and yelled at my wife, "You're disgusting. You can't do that. Why would you put your dog's waste in someone else's can?" And she said, "It's a trash can. People put nasty things in trash cans. That's what they're there for." He harassed her until she took it out. Is my wife the asshat for putting a tied bag of poop in a stranger's street side garbage can?
651-641-1071. I don't think so. We have many times on the show, and I have... especially in a just saying, because I'm in communal living, I'm in a condo unit, have been for years. Lazy people that just let their animals relieve themselves and don't clean up at all.
Yeah.
So the first thing that came to my mind was, yes, it's not his trash receptacle, but come on, it's not like he's putting an old couch or lazy boy recliner in that bin. He's putting a 6-inch bag of poop in the trash can. It's not making a damn bit of difference in that can.
What if it gets squished and leaks?
Okay, but what's the alternative? At least I'm looking at the positive. At least the guy is making an effort to not leave the waste on the public walkway.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Number one, pick up your dog's stuff.
Yeah, don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Or be a responsible dog owner. If you're going to have a pet, a ferret, I don't care what you have on a leash that poops. A ferret.
A ferret. That's little poops, isn't it?
Yeah. A Hawaiian squirrel, whatever you, which we saw, by the way, freaked us out.
A peacock, a Hawaiian squirrel.
Girl,
how are they different?
Girl, it looked, it looked like a pencil head. We had two of them that were fighting.
Like a pencil head. You mean in color or shape?
Shape. The little head was like a pencil.
Oh my gosh.
It freaked us out. It ran across our walkway and it was fighting two of them. And I'm like, what is that? Is it a mongoose?
Like a cone head?
Yeah, like a cone head. But it was like a mongoose. But if you Google Hawaiian squirrel,
you'll see what
we saw. It freaked Colin and I out. Two of them ran right in front of us. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Google it, you'll see.
Okay.
Hawaiian squirrel.
All right, wow. We'll come back to that later.
But back to this. Holly, what do you think before we go to calls?
I don't think that the guy with the poop is the asshat. He put the poo in the receptacle. Look, the snow has been melting a little bit. I go on walks every day, and I've been finding some treasures, and I don't want to find them. I'd rather they be in the trash.
Would you care, Holly, if someone used your trash receptacle to deposit a little bag of poo?
No, not at all.
Not at all. It's like the lesser of the two evils, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phone lines. What are my talkers saying? Mm-hmm. Who should we go to first, Holly?
Let's go to Cheryl.
Okay. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to our program. What do you say?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. What do you think?
I think the guy mowing the lawn's the ass hat.
Yes!
Like, who cares? Like, I don't take my dog for walks because we have, like, 16 acres, right? So my dog goes in the woods and goes to the bathroom. Mm. But if somebody was walking down my street and they wanted to put the poo in the trash can, knock yourself out.
Yes!
I would rather have you dispose of it in the trash can. It's not like it's taking up a whole bunch of room and you're not going to be able to fit your garbage in.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Dumb.
I'm concentrating on the... I'm more impressed. You have 16 acres? Where do you live?
Yes. Yeah. Wyoming, Minnesota.
Oh, beautiful country. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I bet it's...
Lucky dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Except she's just a little lap dog. So.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for calling, Cheryl. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay.
Let's go to Anthony on line two. Hi, Anthony. Welcome to the show. Who's the asshat here?
The guy mowing the lawn, the neighbor. It's crazy. The crucial component of this story is the garbage was full and ready to be picked up. It wasn't like they were dumping a bag of poop in there to sit and steam for a whole week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I look at it, Anthony, as the lesser of the two evils. Like I said, it's just I'm impressed that the guy is responsible enough to try to take care of it.
Honestly, the bar is so low these days. Just picking up your poop and doing whatever with it is better than leaving it sit.
Yeah, that's very true, Anthony. Very true. Thank you.
Trash cans are already kind of stinky and gross, too, I guess.
Let's go to Christy on line one. We'll give Christy the last word. Hi, Christy. What do you think?
Hey, Jace. Welcome back.
Thank you, sweetie.
I told Holly, I'm a little torn on this because I've come across this whole situation myself. Yeah. I have a dog. He's a large dog. So when he does go poo, I pick it up. And then if we're out for a walk, I'm like, do I want to carry this around with me or should I put it in my neighbor's? I know for a fact my garbage can doesn't smell like roses because of the bags of poo in it. So I think, ooh, do they want to smell this? You know, I know it's a garbage can, but...
I get it.
Yeah.
No?
No, Christy, you actually are speaking exactly how I feel right now, too.
Yeah.
I don't mind
it. I carry it with me.
Yeah.
I have never put it in my neighbor's.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to smell my dog's poo. And I wouldn't care because my can already smells.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
that's a good one.
I'm torn.
Yeah. Thank you, Christy.
Glad
Christy's with you.
She called and said that because I feel the exact same way. I wouldn't mind if our neighbors put their dog poop in our garbage can, but I would never do it to mine. I would just hold it and then throw it away at home. I also have big dogs too, so maybe that's part of it, but I just wouldn't do it. I don't know how they would feel about it. But I don't think that you're the asshat if you do it. It's just, yeah. You know,
I
also
you.
Know yeah. your neighbors and that type of thing too. They're in a neighborhood that, you know, they were visiting friends and stuff too. So you would hope that isn't, doesn't get your neighbors in a quandary.
Yeah.
Because
all up in arms.
Right.
It is a low bar though. The fact that we're celebrating people being responsible is pathetic.
Yeah.
But, yay. Yeah.
Thanks for picking up after
you got mail.
We're getting
got mail.
Back to the mongooses here, the Hawaiian squirrels for just a second.
Wow, I did a Google.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, now
I would be terrified, I think, seeing this. I think I'm with you.
I was terrified. Now Colin is laughing at me. He goes, Jace, there's no such thing as Hawaiian squirrels. I know that, husband. I'm just saying that's what we thought they were. Even he said that because we're walking back to our room.
Yeah.
And two of these little SOBs ran right in front of us. And I'm like, what the hell are these?
Because it's actually a mongoose, right?
It's a mongoose and it had a little pencil head.
Yeah.
But it looked like a squirrel. Yep. And I thought it's a squirrel with a pencil head, but like brownish.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out. I thought, oh my God, the hell just ran across me. And I thought, oh no, I don't want them, running at me. So yeah, they're just mongooses, but people think they're Hawaiian squirrels. And I know there are no such thing, but
they can get up to 26 inches in length. That is more than 2 feet.
This one was about a foot.
Wow.
About a foot and a half. Yeah, they are long. They're, it creeped me out. And especially two of them that were fighting.
Oh, how do they fight? On their hind legs?
They scrappy?
No, they were chasing each other. I think they were mating. I think the man wanted, the man mongoose wanted some hot mongoose love.
Yeah.
At Disney's Aulani Resort. I think they wanted to make some sweet, sweet love in the Lilo and Stitch bush. Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Because they were randy. They were making little clicking noises. Mm. Like little, which I perceived as their mating noise.
Oh,
but
wow.
Little clicks.
Oh, wow.
And they were chasing each other. And I was like, oh, God.
Ooh.
And then Colin's like, should we play mongoose? I go, no, I don't want to right now.
Yeah, he's like, no.
He's like, if I make those clicking noises, will you chase me? I'm like, no.
Oh, geez, you're no fun.
I know. Nope, doesn't work, Kyle. Sorry.
You can try it next time somebody goes out to the bar.
That's
right. This is a public service to everyone.
Exactly.
Just start making the mongoose noise.
That's right. Make the Hawaiian squirrel noise. It doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm a ton of fun, all right?
You should just start doing that. He'll love it.
Oh, he would crack up.
Yeah.
I should.
That's hot. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mongoose sounds.
I'll do it. Hey, guys, a lot going on here at My Talk, including the second annual My Talk Awards presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Yes!
That's right. It's tomorrow. You're going to hear the nominations tomorrow around this time on our show.
Oh, so cool.
Then you can go online and vote for categories I don't know.
WTF moment.
I don't have my list in front of me. I'm sorry. I blanked. I completely blanked.
Movies, TVs, celebrities. We got it. I mean, if you want
the best reading show, the ass hat of the year.
Oh boy.
Best Hawaiian squirrel.
Best Hawaiian squirrel noises.
Yes.
Best song of the year.
Best mating call.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ash of the Mongoose of the Year.
That's right. MyTalk1071.com. Keyword awards. We're going to take a break. Holly has the dirt alert when we come back. Hey, everybody. It's Jason live from my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. What are you doing for happy hour today? I know what you're doing. You're going to Red Rabbit or you're going to Red Cow. That's right. They are my double H stop, and they have such a good happy hour. Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. Great deals on great cocktails, great nibblies, and great beer and wine specials. Look, it's cold. It's January. We're looking for a reason to get out of the house. A good happy hour is a good reason. So head to Red Cow, head to Red Rabbit, and take advantage of the great happy hour specials. Again, 2 to 5. I always go and get, I love their Memphis fries. I love their ahi tuna tacos. And of course, their great cocktails. So grab your friends, grab your neighbors. And today for happy hour, run to Red.
It's the time of.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
There's a lot going on in the world of entertainment, so Holly's here to break it down. It's the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason and Alexis. No, we've got another celebrity memoir that's coming out in very soon, January 31st. Pamela, A Love Story. This is Pamela Anderson's memoir. And People Magazine has an exclusive excerpt this week. And some of the things we're learning about Pam is that she thinks her ex-husband, Tommy Lee, may have been the only time she was ever truly in love.
Oh,
yeah. Aww. Yeah. Yeah. They have two sons together, Brandon and Dylan. And she said that, she's been married multiple times, but her relationship with Tommy may have been the only time I was ever truly in love. They got married back in 1995 and their relationship just didn't. She said we had fun. Our rule was no rules, but that relationship wasn't meant to be. So,
wow, that is a very vulnerable thing to reveal. Especially since he's moved on, he's married now, and wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what it reminds me of is maybe it doesn't hold true anymore. Maybe she doesn't feel this way. Remember when Madonna gave that interview? I don't know when it was, but she talked about how Sean Penn was really kind of the one love of her life.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. And that's just immediately what I thought of.
Yeah. You know, their relationship was really challenging. There were some incidents of domestic violence that were involved. Pamela Anderson eventually filed for divorce and she just was focused on their kids. And she did admit of her divorce from Tommy Lee that it was the hardest, lowest, most difficult point of my life. She said, I was crushed. I still couldn't believe that the person I loved the most was capable of what had happened. We were both devastated, but I had to protect my babies. And what happened in 1998, she said that Tommy Lee twisted her arm. She was holding her baby Dylan. Brandon was playing nearby. And then she said that she was thrown against the wall. Now, Tommy Lee did serve 6 months in jail as a result of this.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. But, a difficult decision for her. And they've both moved on. You know, Pamela Anderson getting out there, countering the narrative that was issued last summer with the Hulu series Pam and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ahead of that.
Yeah.
You know, we have all these revisionist history TV shows, movies, podcasts, all these things. But, you know, for Pamela Anderson, it was like, no, wait, I want to tell my own story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. I enjoy her. I do. I enjoy her.
Yeah. So you'll be able to watch Love, or there's a Hulu documentary that goes along with this. The book Love, Pamela is out on July 31st. Dolly Parton serving up more Duncan Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Brownies.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Oh,
cornbread.
Yum.
Yeah. Did either of you guys try the coconut cake?
Or
the mix?
No.
You know, because we were talking about coconut cake
yeah,
in the 6 o'clock in the first hour of today's show. But, you know, she's getting into it.
Wow.
If you can get your hand on some fabulous fudgy brownies from Dolly.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Dolly.
Where can we find this, guys?
Well, we might be able to find it on shelves, but this is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Oh, Walmart.
Anything that Dolly Parton does. Good luck getting it.
Yeah, yep. Right.
There was Dolly Parton strawberry pretzel ice cream from Jenny's Premium Ice Cream. Gone. Couldn't find any of the Dolly Parton cake mix anywhere. And I'm lazy, so I'm gonna like go to all the stores. But yeah, it's gonna be a limited edition. If you want to try to get the whole box, her baking collection's $40. So
okay, yeah. Right what? Now you can buy for of course what? In secondary markets $45. So it's normally $4 at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
maybe $8 on Amazon. Now you can, of course, you know, eBay and on Amazon, people reselling it for $45.
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No. 31. Oh, no.
This reminds me of that first year that Patti LaBelle came out with those sweet potato pies.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Patti.
That's right.
Patti.
We still haven't tried that.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did? That's right.
Oh, I've had Patti pies.
Shout out to Patti LaBelle, honey.
I could never find it.
Yeah, well, that's like Dolly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Craig Ferguson looking to come back to TV with a new late night TV game show of sorts. So he's shopping this around in syndication. It's kind of like Talk Soup for the 21st century. It's called Channel Surf with Craig Ferguson. He said that it's going to be a TV show which contains clips of questionable moments from other TV shows, thus creating a spectacular visual turducken of stupid. Might be syndicated. We don't know. Yeah,
he is a good host.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. He was an underrated host. Like, he didn't get the buzz that other folks got, but he was really good at that genre.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody bites.
Yeah. When we return, Tulsa King, what's Holly have to say? You'll find out. Plus, Chrissy Teigen, is she heading to Beverly Hills? Alexis has that. And then we're going to end the hour with a just saying. So we're just saying, stay right there. We'll be back right after this.
Georgia. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
My darling Crystal, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. I think it's as beautiful as you are. Yeah. Every time you wear it, remember, I love you forever.
Yes. My dearest Blake, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. I think it's as sexy as you are. And every time you wear it, remember that I'll love you forever, too.
Forever Crystal and Carrington, both created to celebrate the love that lives forever. Da,
da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Rude.
Always take it from your old pal, Jason and Alexis and Holly. Never buy a perfume based on a television show from the 80s. Just, never.
Especially now.
Especially now.
It's expired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably doesn't smell like Forever Crystal.
It's never crystal.
No. Yeah, it's.
What?
Oh. Can you imagine? It's just vinegar, probably.
Ugh. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Ugh. Jason and Alex, I have a couple cans. People have given them to me over the years of J.R. Ewing beer from 1980.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
And I've always thought if we get real desperate here on our show, if you ever needed a segment, I would just take a sip, you know, a little taste test.
And you just shotgun it.
Yeah.
We'll just watch you do it, James.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
We did try some pretty nasty ice cream while you were gone.
Did you?
Yeah, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I've had that.
And the glass onion as well. Did you try that one?
No.
No, okay. What did you think of the mac and cheese?
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Both vile.
Vile.
Both. Ugh.
Vile. Did you guys
know? No one else
either?
Would try it here. It's still in the freezer.
We're givers.
We are. Come on,
no
guys.
No other show would do it?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Lori and Julia wouldn't try?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That neon color. No. I was expecting some macaroni in there.
I'm sorry, what?
I was expecting a little texture or something.
Q wouldn't eat it? Give
it to Q.
Give it to Quinn.
Okay.
Like Mikey.
We'll make sure.
Q, just, yeah.
Mikey, he'll try it.
Yeah. He'll try it. Put it up on the Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have him eat it.
Ooh, yeah.
Is it still in the freezer right now?
It is. It is still there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. But we did try some really good other ice cream from there because you had to order like 6 of them. So we're like, ooh, we're going to get some good stuff, some raspberry layer cake, some cherry chip.
Okay. No, what the hell? I'm not a jealous person sometimes, but what the hell are you two doing? You guys order ice cream while I'm gone?
What the hell?
Well, we weren't sure when it would we ordered it. When was it? Before Christmas, right, Holly?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't sure, and then it came, and it was like, well,
Perk
let's
gets
do
the
it.
Ice cream? Fillin' Perk gets the ice cream?
Yeah, he did.
But he gets the onion ice cream.
But it was onion and mac and cheese. Okay. Yeah.
That's it was disgusting. True.
Okay.
We saved the good. Van Leeuwen is the name of the brand.
Yeah, that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
We saved the good stuff for ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
We took that home.
Yeah.
Holly, talk to us about Tulsa King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tulsa King. Tulsa King. That's my Sylvester Stallone impression. I love that.
That's great, Holly.
Because that's what he sounds like in the whole series. This just wrapped up its first season on Paramount Plus on Sunday night. This is Sylvester Stallone doing his Mafia Taylor Sheridan series. Now, Taylor Sheridan, he's basically taken over Paramount Plus, this guy. He's the creator of Yellowstone, 1883, 1920-something,
he's
all
the
of that
Dick
stuff.
Wolf of Paramount Plus.
Yes! Jason, fabulous. So this is not in this is not in the Yellowstone universe. This is a show that stars Sylvester Stallone as a mafia member just getting out of jail, served 25 years, was loyal to his boss, and for being loyal to his boss, the thanks that he gets is being shipped off to Tulsa, Oklahoma to establish new criminal operations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Get a little fresh out of water.
But he's not thrilled.
He's not thrilled. In the beginning. But eventually, Sylvester Stallone gets a ragtag group of folks who are all based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to take on a local biker gang who is trying to take them down.
Oh. Okay.
Is this any good, Holly?
I would thank you. Let's cut to the chase. What do you think, Holly?
This is...
Oh, God.
This is Dadcore at its finest.
Yes!
This is a show for your dad.
Do they watch this right after Blue Bloods? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah, you go from Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Transition right into Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, God.
Like, you have to suspend. You got to go into it with an open mind, because when you watch Sylvester Stallone, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that federal prison had great injectionable people, or, you know, the injection artists.
You're crying right now? I can't tell.
You're looking real good, honey.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, God.
How long was he supposed to be in there?
25 years.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, it's total dadcore. In one of the first episodes, he hooks up with a woman and she's shocked at how old he is. And then he's like, hot 55.
Oh, God. He said 55.
Well, no, he's like, I look like a hard 55. You're just like, this is dad wish fulfillment. Par excellence, chef's kiss to the suggestive jokes. And him,
So this isn't quite our speed, is that what you're telling us?
That's what I'm telling you. Okay. But it's actually fun, because if you do, it's the tongue-in-cheek thing. You know, he can't figure out how to get an Uber at the beginning of the episode. But, you know, he's really smart and he has the wisdom that he bestows upon the operator of the marijuana shop, the guy that he hires drive him around town. They teach each other things. It's a lot of father-son relationships, a lot of family stuff, a lot of injectables. Who has the bigger head, Tom Selleck or Sylvester Stallone? We're going to have to put them side by side. Because they just grow.
My father-in-law goes into a trance when he puts on the Ion channel and he watches Blue Bloods. Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying.
It's, you can't talk to him. He, even if he's seen the episode 18 times, it cracks me up. That show has a powerful effect on men in their 50s and 60s.
The show will as well.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so he needs to watch Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. Same thing. Terrence Winter did this show. He was a showrunner on The Sopranos, Vinyl, Boardwalk Empire. A lot of the same folks from those shows end up in this show as well. So, yeah, if you got a dad in your life,
And you want to put him into a trance?
Yeah, you want to put him into a trance? Put on Tulsa King. Distract him for a while.
Just watch it.
Just like...
High 55. It's catnip for your men in their 60s.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, now you've watched the whole season.
The whole thing.
Did they set up for a second one, Holly? And...
Lex, you are don't you, care. Why are you?
No, the reason why I'm asking is because I know she's watched for something really cool. This was an assignment, right?
Yeah. This is I will be penning some of the things you missed in Tulsa King. So in case your dad is in a trance.
Yeah.
And, you know, he missed some references.
Yes.
He missed the Kojak references multiple times. He missed... those great fish out of water moments. What's agave?
Here's an Uber tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, there we go. Tulsa King.
Dad core.
Dad porn on Paramount Plus for your put him in a trance. 8:42 when we come back. What's Chrissy Teigen up to? Well, we hope she's up to something. Plus, a just saying about kids next.
App. Hey friends, Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com. Effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning. Yes, they've got you. I loved working with Rebath. Julie came to my home, brought the showroom, looked at the house, looked at our budget, and we came up with a beautiful design, which they've replicated now in their showroom. If you'd like to see my bathroom, it's in their showroom in Apple Valley, right on Galaxy Avenue. But, of course, if you go to rebath.com, you can sign up like I did to have a designer come to your home. This is a free design consultation. And they'll come up with a beautiful design and show you the hundreds of options that you have to make your bathroom your own, including Durabath, which is their exclusive brand that we went with. And, ooh, we just love it. It's very easy to clean. And then if you decide to go with them, professional installation. They'll get the job done in 5 days or less. Yeah, pretty cool. Less stress, less time. And I'm talking complete regut, which is what we needed. Rebath.com, mention me or my talk, and you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel.
If you're looking for delicious...
I heard from Q, social media Q. I don't think he's very pleased with me volunteering him to eat that nasty-ass ice cream, but... Yeah. It's all right.
Oh, yeah, it's right in the freezer.
He's young and malleable. He's fine. If he gets sick, he can bounce back quickly.
Yeah, we were okay after eating it, right?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Traumatized, but fine.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Right.
So we got to have him come in and eat that crap maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe we'll end the show with that tomorrow.
Come on, we're doing the My Talk Awards. Is that for the full hour, you guys, or is that...
I hope not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just have a lot of categories.
God, I said the soft
part. That just rolled out, Jace.
I said the soft part out loud. Holly.
Too late to dump.
Holly, can you dump that, please? I actually like the My Talk Awards. I think they're fun.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Wow, that just unedited just came right out of my little mouth. No, but let's get... We'll maybe...
Yeah, we'll figure some time
We'll
out,
figure
I'm
it
sure.
out. But yes. I want him to try that ice cream. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. What's Chrissy... Okay, now, why is Chrissy Teigen in the news, Lex?
All right, so Lisa Rinna left the show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, after 8 seasons. You know, it was a hard season for her.
Yeah.
And mom dying, and then just lots of things going on.
Kathy Hilton drama, yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes, all of that. So, of course, you know, now the question is, who's going to replace Lisa Rinna? And Kyle Richards would like to see Chrissy Teigen replace her. What do you guys think of that?
Absolutely. She has enough drama surrounding her every so often to make her interesting. She, I think, is legit, maybe legit friends with one or two, which is the key.
Yeah.
Lex and I have said that from the very beginning. And I think the Housewives producers have learned that. You just can't stick a whole bunch of women together. You got to have some organic, real friendships. That's really what it's about.
Yep.
Anyway, I think she would be great.
I think so, too. Now, here's the unfortunate part. Chrissy has said, now, this is still like a couple years ago, that she loves Real Housewives franchise. She loves all of the drama. She lives for it. But she says that when it comes to the drama entering her life, she's like, no, I don't want that.
I can see her saying that.
The other thing that gives me pause about this is that she has, and look, there's a lot of them, Real Housewives, that are selling things, right? But usually they're a housewife first, and then they start selling things. It's not like a Bethany that maybe has a company and then starts selling things. Chrissy is in that boat where she's selling things and already doing a good job of that. And you have to, whether it's conscious or not, you are always worried about if people like me and will they buy my cookbook and my cookware? Where a lot of Real Housewives, they enter the show and then they start selling things. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. And will it damage their brand is basically what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. And no matter what, even though Chic might be freewheeling, that will always be something that she is worried about. Plus, her husband is super famous and maybe worried about, like, remember Kelsey Grammer and that whole thing, too. Yeah, about will he be on it? What's going to happen is, you know.
Because we've also said this, because we've been with them. We're OG fans.
Yes.
Lex has liked
Orange County
before it was even a pop culture phenomenon. These franchise is not good for relationships.
No,
it's not. I mean, look at the graveyard of relationships: Jill and Bethany, Bethany and Carol, Carol Manzo, and everybody from that show. Teresa Giudice and her family.
Mm-hmm.
It destroys because there's always an incentive to cause drama. You know, there is an incentive.
And Chrissy Teigen just had a baby, too.
Yeah.
So there's a whole, and you know, now a mom of three. So that might also be a deterrent as well. But it would be great. I know. Yeah. Like, just because you're right, the previous relationships and,
But yeah, you never selfishly know. She
could
a maybe
could
like
be talked into it, Jace. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Coolidge also joked that she would like to be part of the Beverly Hills Housewives. Oh, God, Jennifer would be hysterical.
Oh, man. Do you think the others would feel mad jealousy? Because she might just steal every scene.
Well, God willing. I do wonder. I do wonder what they're going to do because the show is on a pause.
Yeah.
And now that Diana is out, Rena's out.
Yep.
What are they going to do? I mean, you know, who's going to come in? Who are they going to get, for the new season? Are they going to get anybody? I mean, the cast was already kind of bloated anyway.
Yeah.
It was a giant, it was a giant cast for Beverly Hills.
That's true.
Andy Cohen, if you're listening, all you got to do, do not get rid of Garcelle. Garcelle and Kathy, you got to keep those two. Garcelle more than Kathy. I love Garcelle so much.
Yeah.
She's one of the best casting decisions that franchise has made in a very long time.
So good. Yeah.
She's so good. She's like the Greek chorus sometimes on that show. She kind of fills the role that Bethany did in the first couple seasons of New York. Bethany really was kind of the Greek chorus.
Yeah.
She kind of speaks for the show. And speaks for what the audience is saying to the screen. Garcelle really is that. Because Garcelle doesn't care. I mean, Garcelle will just call the shenanigans out. And you do need a housewife. You need one housewife like that in every one of the franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pivotal role that Garcelle plays. So,
thank goodness.
I'm worried about New York in our last 30 seconds just to wrap up Housewives talk.
Oh, we didn't get to hear just saying.
I know. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay. It's a good one. It's about kids.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm worried about New York. I am worried about this reboot.
Yeah.
I'm worried because.
Wait, the reboot with the old. Because aren't there two shows?
There's going to be two. I'm worried about the whole reboot.
Oh, just the reboot.
Because they're CWing it, meaning they're going younger. And that's not what Housewives is about. Established women in their 40s, late 30s and 40s. I don't think younging up Housewives is the way to go. I fundamentally don't think that that's what fans want. But I could be wrong. So we'll see. Yeah. Tomorrow, I will do my little just saying.
Okay.
Kids and resorts. Ooh. That's a little tease there. Kids and resorts.
A little red light, green light.
You'll see. Yeah, kind of. But right now, that's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, everyone. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience up next. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
It's a beautiful day.